There you go. And then bring your head back to the center. So I apologize, had a glitch in the recording. So we're going to start again. I'm going to start saying it again. So today is August 3rd, 2016, and this is lesson 512, fish swimming. So we're going to start now on the left side when we roll onto the stomach, and knowing that you already did the right side. So go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. And put your right ear on the floor. That means your right arm will be down alongside your body, and you'll bring the left arm comfortably up to rest. And you're just going to start the movement with the left leg. So rolling your pelvis a little bit to the right to allow the left leg to come up, and then straighten. That's it. You just feel the turning of your pelvis, the turning of your spine, and if there's a difference between drawing this leg up compared to the other leg. Good. And then we'll keep your leg up there somewhere where it's comfortable. And then just begin the movement with the left arm is that you lifted the left elbow to bend through the wrist and then lower it. And this is a really important beginning movement to feel inside the shoulder joint, right? Because some of you, or most of you, have some kind of shoulder issue. So as you lift the elbow, there's a turning that happens inside the shoulder joint. So some of you do a really big lift instead of turning, right? So if the bone from the elbow inside the shoulder joint is turning, then the shoulder doesn't have to lift so high. So Nance, pay attention to that, right? Feel how you lift, turn first. There you go. That's it. Right, you turn first inside the shoulder joint, and then there's a slight lift. Good, Barb. If any at all. But if you're not turning, then you just go into the lift, right? And it shrugs up into your neck. Much better, Nancy. Just play with that. And then from here, you started to slide, right? You're going to slide this left hand on the floor. You're going to slide it up towards your head and towards the back side of your head where your right ear is resting on the floor. You bring your hand underneath the right shoulder and chest, and then you slide the arm out. And in the sliding the out is when the elbow lifts, right? So you're making like a circle. And you're sliding this left arm around, creating space under your head and chest. And as you're doing this, just pay attention to your breath and breathing, the movement of this arm. Excellent, excellent. And how is this different? Just do it a couple more times compared to the other side, the other shoulder, right? Is there an ease, a quality of ease on this side with your left arm, or was it on the right side? Beautiful. Okay, and then let all that go. And let's once again roll onto your backs to rest, comparing and contrasting the two sides. how your four dots and points feel now, how the two hips feel, the two shoulder blades. Okay, so from here we'll stay on your back for a minute, just weaving in a very old movement we did a while back, preparing for the bridge, of bending your right knee, bringing the right foot to stand. That's it. And then very similarly to what you just did on your stomach, right, is pushing the right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left, right? Keeping the knee up so that it opens up. You start to get an arch in your back. So remember your knee, Leah, keep your knee towards the ceiling. The knee doesn't fall over. Remember that. So roll the pelvis, but not the leg. Yeah, keep the leg up. There you go. Feel that. That's the movement. Right? Feel how that feels. Good. And then from here, right, you're going to bring that right arm, hand up into the bridge position by your head. So you flip the palm over, right? Remember the fingers are pointed down, somewhat underneath the shoulder. So you end up pressing with the hand, pressing. So Leah, turn your hand the other way. Fingers down. There you go. Closer to your shoulder. Way down near your shoulder, Leah. Slide the hand down. No, not over. There you go. There. Yeah, press it into the floor. Keep the knee up. Roll over to the left side as much as you can and come back. That's it, so keep this up. This is your stability, yeah. And the more that this lifts up, the easier that is. There, yeah. There. Yeah, excellent. And just do that a few times, just feeling the nice rotation and arch of your spine, the opening on the front side of your chest. Good. Come back. Bring the right hand down, the right leg down, and rest. And let's try the same thing on the left side. Let's start with your leg. So let's bring your left leg to stand. Remember, keep the knee directed towards the ceiling. Press the foot into the floor and roll the pelvis over to the right. So keep that knee up. Don't let the knee go in. The pelvis rolls, but the leg stays up. Roll. That's it, Leah. Open the chest. Keep the leg up. Not the hand. Nope. Just this right now. There you go. That's it. And then you can begin to add your left hand in to the movement. So that means bring your left hand up into the bridge position. That means the fingers are pointing down. That's it. And you press both the right hand, the right foot. You roll and open the whole front side of the body to the left, arching the back. Beautiful. Okay, come back to your back and rest again. And just notice as you're resting your breath and your breathing. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again. We'll start with your left ear down, which means your face is to the right. And this time though, both arms are going to be down. So have both arms starting down by your sides. Left ear down, face to the right. And just think this next movement first before you start to move. So think about, so Leah, your right arm's down too. There you go. So you're going to think about bringing the right knee and the right arm up along your side at the same time, right? So the elbow's gonna bend, that's it, Nancy, in the air, and the hand will flips over as you draw the knee up. And then you're gonna bring it back down again. So bring the arm straight up, and it's a flipping over the wrist, right? That's it. So it's not swinging out to the side, Corinne. Bend the elbow in the air, flip the wrist. That a girl, that's it, okay? And then you bring the hand to that good push-up position, just like the foot, and really actually create a push, right? The push is as if you were going to push your side forward, self forward. Leah, down, just listen, don't watch anyone else, okay? All right, so straighten your leg and straighten your arm. Okay, bend your elbow up in the air. Nope. So you're turning, just listen. You're somewhere else today. Bend your elbow in the air. It's so easy. Just listen. You get to a place right here and the hand just flips over. You do all this other nonsense out to the side. So just feel this. See? But when you do all this, see, this out here hurts in there. I just asked you to do this. And then you drag the leg up at the same time. So that's it. There. Just like a baby's gonna crawl. And then you add, relax. Put the hand here and push a little bit. Like, yes! Okay. Right? So you're gonna feel like, oh, I might actually crawl forward, right? If you were going to seriously crawl, that's it. That's it, Lynn, right? You feel this little oomph pushing yourself up. That's it. And you can crawl a little bit, right? Drag yourself a little bit. Push, feel what you need to do in that shoulder and arm. That's it, that's it. And then you come back out of it. Beautiful. Okay, come back, straighten out. Let's turn your head to the other side. So let's put your right ear down. You start with both arms down by your sides, right? Both legs are long. And just first think the movement, right? We're gonna do the same thing on this side. So just think it, right? Think, okay, I'm gonna bring the left elbow up. I'm going to flip the left arm and I'm going to drag the left knee up along the side, right? And you look for that coordination. So the first thing is the elbow in the air and just how gently you can flip. That's it, Leah. Beautiful. Flip over the wrist, right? Beautiful. See how easy that is? We make things so difficult when we take the arm out to the side and do all these other things. That's it. And then start to press the left hand. Feel that you can load through the palm and it somehow lifts the chest, right? You're dragging up the left knee. So Leah, you can add, there you go, the left knee. And you just give a little oomph, right? And this is really important for you because that shoulder has felt very weak, right? Mm-hmm. So something happens now in your back and chest that engages. So it's not about the shoulder, but it's something in the whole trunk that kind of scoots you up. That's it. Beautiful, Lynn. Excellent. Okay, and let's let that go and roll over onto your backs and rest again. And once you're lying on your back resting, sensing and observing again your four points, four dots, the four lines, how your hips are feeling, how your upper back, shoulders are feeling. Okay, and let's roll over once again onto your stomach. Let's put your left ear on the floor, turn your face to the right. And this time we're gonna start with both arms up. So bring both hands up to like the push-up position. There you go, okay? So, perfect. Find a good placement for the hands. And all you're going to do is just lift your head now and turn your head to the other side and place the other ear down. And as you go back and forth, truly ask yourself, so like Lynn, pay attention to your elbows, all of you, but if your elbow should be more out to the side and not behind you, not down towards your waistline. So where, like if you were going to lift your chest, right? So that's it, Lynn, right? So find this good place where you're solid on your hands, elbows are in the air, and then you load on the hands. Beautiful, Leah. You can lift your chest and you turn your head, right? And then you place the ear down and you let it all go and you pause for a moment. That's it, Barb, but now lift the chest a little bit. So you've got the head, yeah, right? Now, as you go back and forth doing this, start to feel that one shoulder blade comes forward and one moves back. And I'm not gonna tell you which one, right? Not the elbows don't change, it's in the blades, right? That's it, Leah, right? Which one wants to be behind you and which one comes forward. Figure that out by the turning of your head. So that's it. So make it a little bit, you guys are doing great with this. Make it, so Corinne, make it a little more dominant. You guys are all doing this. Listen to what I said. One shoulder comes back and one goes, that's it, Corinne, now you're getting it. Right, because if you leave the shoulders the same, you end up scrunching in the neck, right? Excellent. Okay, let's let this go and let's have you roll over onto your back and rest again. Okay, we're going to do a similar thing now on your back. Okay, so let's start with, I'm going to say your easiest hand. So you're going to be bring the easiest hand up to the bridge position by your head. That's it. And then you're going to bring the other one up. Right? That's it. Looky there. Okay? And now you're going to think of popping your chest up, right? Taking the back of your head back. That's it. And now you're going to slide your head a little bit on the floor, bringing the back of your head a little bit towards the gap of the right arm, right? So the chest will go a little bit to the left, and then bringing the back of the head to the left arm. So back of the head, not your face. Some of you aren't listening. Corinne, you're not listening. That's your face. Bring the back of your head to the space by the right arm, the back of your head, and lift the chest at the same time. That's it. Then come back down. Take the back of the head over to the left arm space and lift the chest. Oh my goodness. So, and Nance, spread your hands a little wider. See if that helps. And try to get your chest up. Way up, Nance. Lift the chest, and now the back of the head goes over to the gap. No, not the face. Some of you don't listen. Now Corinne's got it. If you take the back of your head to the gap, it gets so much easier. Lynn, that's your face. Do you guys know the difference? This is your face. This is the back of your head, right? You take the back of the head, back of your head to the gap. No, Lynn, that's your face. Okay, then it needs to go way under. It looks like you're just turning your head. Take the head back to go under the, that's, see the difference? You were just turning your head. That's cheating. So the chest lifts. Corinne's doing this beautifully. Take the back of the head to the gap. And it slides under. Right, so you gotta really lift your chest. That's okay, Leah. You can be really light on your wrists. Okay, rest. Oh, see, we haven't visited this for a while. Okay, let's roll back over onto your stomachs, please. Bring your hands up towards the push-up position. Let's start with your left ear down. Okay, elbows are up in that good position. So this time, as you lift your head, right, you're gonna lift your head to turn it, but I'm gonna have you look towards the back of the room so your head and your chest lifts before you place the right ear on the floor, okay? So you get a big, that's it, arching your back. So you go from the left ear down to the right ear, and the shoulders turn. That's it, Brigida. Feel that in the shoulder blades. Let the shoulder, one shoulder comes forward, the other. But remember, you look towards the mirrors. Look, eyes, that's it. Not just to the ceiling bar, but look at the mirrors. There, and then scope. That's it, Nancy, into the other side. Feel what happens when you look up. That's it, Corinne. Look towards the mirrors. Beautiful. Feel what you're doing in your back. Excellent. Okay. Now, let's go back onto your back again. Try it on your back again. So you're going to bring those arms into the good push-up position again. That's it. Up by your head. Find a good comfortable place for yourself, right? And the chest has to lift first. Once the chest lifts, you load on the hands. You take the back of the head to one of the gaps. Let's say the right gap. Beautiful, Corinne. Then you let it come down, and then the back of the head to the left. That's it. Better, Barb. Excellent. Better. Really nice, Corinne. Good, Barb. Okay, let's let it rest again. Whew! I thought we would do a little bit of this, revisit the bridge before I leave you for a week. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll over onto your stomach again. Let's start with your left ear on the floor, face to the right, both arms down, legs long. So your face is to the right, left ear down, that's it. Let's go back to this movement of bringing the right elbow in the air and bringing the right arm and the right leg up, flip the hand over. Scoot yourself up a little bit, and as you do, you're going to turn your head over to the left so the right ear's on the ground. Then you're going to bring the right leg and right arm down, and you're going to get ready to do the left side. So remember, the left elbow goes in the air. You flip the hand over. So Leah, that's the right side. We just did the right side. And then you turn your head right. So now, so start with the left arm down. Everything's long. So everybody start everything long. Leah, long. There you go. So the elbow comes in the air. The palm flips over. The leg draws up. You push yourself forward. You lift the chest. You look to the front of the room. You turn your head. Put the other ear down. Straighten the one side. And then you go through the same thing. So now, Barb, you want to flip over that hand. So all of a sudden, you've changed the maneuvers of your hand. Okay? So think what you're doing. Right? So I didn't change any instruction. So why do you change?
I don't think I'm changed.
Okay. Pay attention to yourself. Yeah. So elbow in the air, right? Nope. That's bringing the hand out to the side. Elbow into the air. And now bring, flip the hand straight on. Yes. Why are you going to bring it out to the side, right? Right, every little piece matters. Right? The reason it matters doing it this way is then the hand lands exactly where it's supposed to be to press. And the shoulder gets in the right position. And then you scoot up, Corinne, and look. Lift, look. Then you put the other ear down and you straighten that side. So when you straighten, you slide. That's it, Barb. Thank you for catching yourself. Really good, Brigida. And then you scoot up. So you start crawling a little bit on the floor. Nice, Nancy. And now flip it back down the same way. Right, this flipping over the wrist is really important. It's one of the nicest parts of this whole lesson is flipping that wrist. It gives the wrist the full, isn't that nice, Corinne? It's really a nice movement and it gives it the full range where some of you were doing this, turning it out to the side, so flip it. Nice, Nance. Yeah, just do this a couple more times. Crawling yourself, creeping, and really paying attention to that hand. Now, Leah, That's it. Flip the hand, not out to the side, right? That's part of the reason you have the problems. So back here, when I say flip, it's straight like that, right? You want to do this. See, this creates a problem here. Feel that. When you do this versus this, it's so lovely. Why do we avoid what's nice, right? It's okay, cramps. Okay. Good, you guys. Okay, let's roll onto your back and we'll rest. Add one more piece in here. So arms long, legs, yeah, roll your head a little bit. Right and left, just sense how that feels. Good. Okay, let's come back over onto your stomach again. Let's turn your face to the right, left ear down, both arms down. So we'll start off the same way again and again, both arms down, left ear down. Okay, so this is a little trickier. So let's go through the whole set of instructions first. Just listen. So you're going to bend the left elbow in the same manner. Bend the right elbow in the same manner. Don't do it yet. Right? And the right leg. But then you're going to start to bend the left leg. It's going to follow the right leg. So the left leg is going to come underneath with the right leg. Okay? That's it. There you go. Just like that. Exactly. Now from here, pause. The left arm, and this is what we did last week. So everybody get there. That's right. So Brigitte, bring that arm up and bring both legs bent, not that arm, and bring you there. Perfect, you guys. So now what you're going to do with the left arm is you're going to bend the left elbow on the floor out to the side. Don't change the legs. Don't do anything with the legs. No. Listen. Straighten the left arm. Nancy, listen. You bend the elbow out to the side. You're going to bring your hand under your waist. And you're going to slide it through. And then it's going to come all the way up and under your head and make a circle. That's it. And then bring it back down and then straighten the legs. Leah, that's it. Stay where you're at. Remember what we did. You don't have to lift your head. Slide this hand all the way under here like we did last week. Bring it all the way up, make a circle, and bring it behind you. And then that's it, and start bringing the arm all the way under and do it again. So slide the hand under. Use the right hand to help lift the ribs. That's it. Remember how we did this last week? That's it, Leah, but try not to lift your head, right? That's it. Leave your head down and let the ribs lift. So when you slide it under your waist, that's it. Use the right hand to lift the ribs. Use the pelvis to lift the ribs. And now just slide it back out, Leah. You don't have to bring it all the way up. Nope, just reverse it. Come back down. Yeah, just you do that part. Beautiful. And then the rest of you try to reverse the arm. That's it. Beautiful, Lynn.
stuck here.
Right? And then bring it below. There you go. You really have to use your ribs and use that right arm. Good. Okay, let's rest on your backs. We'll rest for a minute before we go to the other side.
My toes are trying to do all the work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pickle juice? Just rest it for a minute. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll back over onto your stomach again. Arms start off down by your side, right ear down, face to the left. Right, so what you're gonna start with is the left side, right? So the left elbow's gonna come up, the hand will turn over, the left knee comes up, but the right knee follows behind the left. It's kind of like a funny sleeping position, right? And then with the right arm, it stays long, you bend the elbow out to bring the hand to slide under the waist. You use that left arm to help. The arm comes up underneath the head and behind you. Beautiful, Corinne. Right? And you utilize that left arm to make the circle. Your legs stay up, bent. There you go, Brigida. Keep the legs up. Nope, just keep the legs up and bring the arm. Turn it over. That's it, Brigida. Turn it over again. The palm turns up. Now bring the hand under the waist again. Now use that left arm. Oh, lift those ribs. Right? And then some of you have reversed the direction, which is great. Change the direction of your arm. Beautiful, Leah. That's it. Excellent. Roll onto your back and rest then. That's it. Okay. And then let's rest, everybody. Good job. Okay, let's go over to your stomach one more time. Place your left ear down, face to the right. Both arms are in the push-up position to start with, okay? And now what you're gonna do is you're gonna bend both knees, both legs to the right. So bring both legs up and use the hands in the push-up position. That's it, Nancy, to help. Lift your head, turn your head to the other side, straighten the legs. And then you'll bring the legs up over to the left side. That's it. And then lift the head. Beautiful, Barb. Turn the head. Change the direction of the spine. Straighten the legs. Both legs up. Both legs come up. That's it, Corinne. That's it, Brigida. That's it, Leah. There you go. Use the shoulder. Feel how the shoulders change, right? One shoulder comes forward, one goes behind. You're turning the chest, the spine. You're dragging both legs just effortlessly. So it's the pelvis, right? It moves. The butt goes into the air. Beautiful. Do it a couple more times. Right, these are all the different possibilities for creeping and crawling on the floor. Whether you're a lizard, right, a little rodent scurrying around, a snake slithering, a baby, how many different possibilities? Okay, Let's roll onto your backs and rest. We'll try one more movement on your back in a moment, but go ahead and roll over and rest. Okay, so one last time, please bring your right leg up to stand. Bring your right arm up to the bridge position. That's it. Okay, so that should feel pretty easy now. And go through the movement of pressing the right hand into the floor, the right foot into the floor, opening the chest, rolling to the left, taking the back of your head under the arch. Right, beautiful, Corinne. Like the whole thing pieces together. Nice, Lynn. Nice, Nancy. That's it. That's it, Leah. That's fine with your hand. Yep. And then come back. Remember, don't let the knee fall. Uh-uh. So it's not just rolling. It's arching. Right? You get an arch. Beautiful. So go through this a couple times. Get the biggest arch you can on this right side. Really push with the right foot and the right hand. That's it. Then come back and let's change over hands and legs. So you bring the left foot to stand, bring the left arm up to the bridge position, right? So your whole chest, right? You're making a big arc but a rotation, right? So you keep that knee up nicely. That's it. Take the back of the head, right? Feel how easy that is, Corinne. Now look at how much space you have. Look at that, Lynn. Look at all of you have got so much more space. Really open the front side of your chest. Beautiful. Feel your breath and your breathing as you do this. Feel the freedom in your neck. Beautiful. Okay, and then slowly bring yourself back. Legs long, arms long, rest. Feel your four points or dots of contact. What's changed? Notice the rectangle. Right? How do things feel today? Your breath and your breathing. Put a lot of pieces together with this lesson, yeah? So even though we haven't, right, done the bridge piece of the lesson for several weeks, right, all these other things we've worked on in the upper back and stuff, it's become so much easier. Do you guys feel that? It was much easier for your wrists and your hands and your upper back, and it's coming along. Slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And just feel how that feels today. Now after this lesson, if rolling your head to each side feels smoother, more free. And then as you're ready, you're going to roll to a side and come to sitting and then come to standing to feel how you feel from this lesson in standing.